voter turnout was high and dominated by pro-Russian Crimeans, including retired Soviet sailor Vladimir Lozovoy.
I want to cry. Finally, I have returned to my motherland. It's an incredible feeling. I've been waiting for this for 23 years.
In the Ukrainian capital, some prayed for peace while bracing for open conflict with Russia.
It is difficult to predict what will happen, but Putin will not stop in Crimea. He will want all of Ukraine.
This sham referendum isn't fooling anyone.
U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat, just returned from a trip to Kyiv.
The Ukrainians are not going to go down without a fight, that if Russia really does decide to move beyond Crimea, it is going to be bloody and the fight may be long, and they need help from the United States.
The White House has promised a swift response to the referendum and any additional Russian advances into Ukraine. Spokesman Jay Carney.
There most definitely will be additional costs if Russia escalates this conflict rather than de-escalates. And they will be imposed by the United States, but also by our European partners.
Senator Murphy concedes the United States and European Union have limited options.
I don't think there's anything that we can do militarily. Clearly, this is a longer-term effort to build up the Ukrainian military. But if on Monday we announce with the European Union a set of crippling sanctions coming after not only individuals but Russian business entities, I think that sends a strong message to Putin.
The U.S. Senate is expected to vote on a package of assistance for Ukraine and punitive steps against Moscow when lawmakers return from a recess next week. The House of Representatives approved a similar package earlier this month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.